You're listening to SBS News.
Jessica Souths is 26 years old. Not only is she a registered organ donor, but she's also an organ recipient. Ms. Souths was suffering from a progressive eye disease called keratoconus. At the age of 19, Jessica underwent a cornea transplant, and she clearly remembers the moment that her sight was properly restored.
It was insane. It was just like, you know, you watch those videos online of like children that hear for the first time or whatever. It is real. There's no difference to it. It is overwhelming. It takes your breath away, I think, because I didn't realise what I couldn't see.
Jessica has this message for the family of her donor, whose identity she'll never know, as those details are always kept private.
I've been able to reignite my real love for life. I feel powerful and in control of my own destiny because of you and your generosity. Your generosity has changed my life.
2.5-year-old Chloe is a vibrant, lively toddler, but that wasn't always the case. She needed a liver transplant at only 5 weeks old. Luckily, she didn't have to wait long. Chloe's mum, Valencia Tandiono, explains.
7 days may seem really, really short, but it was the longest 7 days ever in my whole life. It was just waiting for that call, hoping.
Valencia remembers the exact moment that call came.
The consultant rang and the nurse called my husband. And then the exact words was, I think we may have found a liver for Chloe.
To become a deceased organ donor, a person must die in hospital. But even of those who do, only 2 to 3% die in circumstances where it's feasible for their organs to be donated. Many more people can gift their eyes and tissue, as they can be donated up to 24 hours after death, regardless of where it happened. Dr. Rohit DeCosta from the Royal Melbourne Hospital says even the organs of people who die in hospital may not be suitable for transplanting.
So about half of Australia's deaths occur outside of hospital. Of other deaths that occur in hospital, they may occur in other parts of the hospital where someone isn't on life-supporting treatments, and therefore the organ function may deteriorate well before the person is finally deceased.
In a recent survey, 88% of respondents aged 18 to 25 were aware that they could register to be a donor, but just 14% had signed up. People can register from the age of 16, but the Australian Organ Donor Registry shows only around 8% of those aged 16 to 25 are on the register. Alan Lee, SBS News.